Nail or beauty school was just the beginning, right? What on earth do you do now? Welcome to the Salon Success Podcast with Monaco Nail Academy. Our topics stretch beyond nails and into all things salon related, business, marketing, and social media, and at the very least hits you with real, honest stories about our experiences. This isn't school, this is real life, real business, and really freaking hard work. Before we get started, wherever you are, thumbs up, tag a friend in the comments, or hit that share button and support small business. Hey guys, Penny here from Monaco Nail Academy, and today I'm joined by Mel.
Hi guys.
And we've also got Moose here.
Hi.
And we're going to go through chatting about naming our businesses, which is one of the early lessons in our Salon Success Marketing course.
Just a reminder, guys, you can use my code, which is JungleNailsNZ, and you'll get 10% off all your course enrollments. I do get a little kickback from these enrollments.
And they're how we support the production of the podcast. So jumping straight into the content, how important is the name of your business? Honestly, not very. Aspects of it are extremely important, like ease of recognition, spelling, but ultimately, just like the Kmart logo, the name means nothing until you define it. When I was trying to think of a name for my new, at the time, full-time home salon, that which was to become Monaco, because Monaco Nail Academy was originally just my home salon and evolved, I had no control over it. I knew I wanted to express like an indulgent or luxurious feeling, which is crap because I freaking hate luxury treatments. My previous part-time home salon prior to going overseas had been like blue and white and cottagey and warm, and I wanted this new salon to be more like high-end. I wanted to be able to offer high-end services, but in an environment where everyone was accepted, because there's like that stereotype that says you can't walk into a Gucci store unless you look like you can afford to be there. And I don't want to look like I can afford to be in a high-end store. I am wearing my pajamas right now because you guys can't see me. It's too much effort, but that doesn't mean I don't want to be fancy from time to time. So I wanted a salon that made everybody feel like that. Joke's on me. That's not what happened. Because I, like I said, I hate doing luxury services. I like the technical stuff, but I had not had that light bulb moment yet. So I brainstormed every word I could think of that meant luxury to me. And as a big Grace Kelly fan, the word Monaco meant luxury to me. If you don't know who Grace Kelly is or why Monaco's relevant, watch Rear Window first. And I narrowed down the list of like 40 words to maybe 4. And I don't know what they were. I only remember Monaco. But either way, it like kind of just stuck. Like I put those 4 names to my mom and my best friends, and I wanted them to be like, yeah, that one. And they said was like, I don't know, none of them really like stick. I don't know, none of them stand out. So Monaco was sticking in my head. And I just was like, well, bugger it. I'm just going to run with Monaco because I can't be bothered waiting and I need a business. I got fed up. And that's how Monaco was named, because I got fed up. So Mel, I know actually like you did what I did, which is change your salon name, because originally my blue and white cottagey salon was La Mani Belle, which is Italian for the beautiful hands. And I just like Italy and stuff like that. So I just ran with that. But first of all, well, that was like when I was just a wee baby when I named that one, but people would get confused because in French, and I can't pronounce it properly, but in French, the same thing is La Belle Man. So I had a couple of people be like, I am so sorry to tell you this. I've been mulling it over for days, but you need to know that's not how you say it. And I'd be like, it is, it's Italian. And they'd be like, oh, I thought it was French. Okay. But then also, if you had La Mani Belle on the side of a car or on a sign or whatever, like no one is going to remember that name. You have to be able to spell it, and you couldn't. So then I changed to Monaco. But then joke's on me, because sometimes people think I'm saying Monaco, like Manukau in Auckland. Like, so people still don't know, whatever. Anyways, Mel, tell me your story of naming your business.
Okay, so I'm based in the Coromandel, which is obviously by the beach. So I just immediately thought of the movie Beauty and the Beast and thought, wow, I'm really clever. I'm going to change it to be Beauty and the Beach.
You're so clever.
You know, everybody was saying, wow, that's really cool. That's really cool. So I dived headfirst in and made a logo myself on Canva and printed everything out, business cards, posters, whatever I could think of. And then eventually when I looked through social media, I saw that there was like 50,000 other Beauty at the Beach, Beauty by the Bay, Beauty in the Bay. Like, it was so common and very overused, and I just didn't love it. So then I just started looking to change my name. And I had the same thing where people would say, I can't find you on Instagram and I can't find you here because
there's too many of
you. So many others. Yeah. So then I started to look to change it. Yeah.
While you're saying that, I remembered as well, every now and then we get an email in French asking for courses, and they literally think we're a nail academy in Monaco. And that didn't cross my mind because it was just a little salon. And then now it's Monaco. And then also now my salon is hard lacquer nail studio. So because Monaco evolved from a salon into a school, and originally that's just because training was getting busier and busier, and the Facebook page had a lot of followers. So I wanted the school to keep the followers and restart with a fresh salon name. And so then for a while it was just Penny Lawler Nail Artist because I wasn't really promoting myself as a nail tech. And then Hard Lacquer, like I've had a lot of names, but it's been a long time. It's like 16 years. But Hard Lacquer was, I just Googled puns, like nail polish puns. And there was that and another one that I can't remember now that I same thing as with Monaco. I just was like, okay, fine, that'll do. And then now we get people every now and then will be like, can I book in for the Hard Lacquer? And then it's not a thing. There's a martini glass on the logo, guys. It's a play on words, but. All right, Moose, you're a newer nail tech than me and Mel, which is why variety is the spice of life. How long have you had your salon name?
I've had my salon name for probably less than a year. Maybe a tiny bit more than a year, but I've had it. I've kind of kept the same one the whole time. I kind of dive into it pretty quickly, but I actually like how the name I chose turned out and how I can use it. My salon name is Moo Moo Cat Nails. I kind of like it because it's not really something anyone else has, firstly, because I've kind of put a few words together that kind of relate to me and like how I like to, you know, be. I like to have something kind of like welcoming and maybe a little like playful, which is kind of fun. And I also like how it's three sets of three letters, so I can stack them. I really like stacking.
Oh yeah, because that's your logo, right? Like the yes, I never thought of that. That's actually really cute.
Yeah, I kind of like the stack. And I also like, I'm actually just looking at it now, but I like how it's got Moo Moo, and then that kind of connects back to my name. Yes. So because it's like it's a business that kind of revolves around me and what I'm doing.
For sure.
As it has to. It's really helpful to have that like connection back to my name as well.
Have you had any like weird, like how me and Mel were saying about like we get weird questions about our name, do you ever get that? Or
no, I don't yet. I am not sure like what might pop up. It could really be anything, but I have looked up my business name elsewhere, and in most places there's nothing that's really like close to it that I can find, but I do notice that there's quite a lot of cats on Instagram that are called Moo Moo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's no other like nail related things. So I think that kind of sets me a little bit apart in that way. But yeah.
That's so funny. I would never even consider that. That's so funny.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
Before we continue on with the podcast, we just want to take a quick ad break to talk about our accountability group. So this is something we're doing new this year, a way of doing the Foundation Certificate in Nail Technology, which is our biggest, most thorough course. And the accountability groups have a weekly payment plan and guaranteed lesson time. So you're working with the same group over the course of a year, one live lesson a fortnight, all online, and then working with your group on other projects in the background as well. It's a commitment of about 6 to 8 hours a week, I would hazard a guess. But you can find out more information at monaco.ac.nz/mastermind. Well, because here's the thing. Do you think, like, Stephen Tindall's mum was like, oh, you're going to call your Wii shop the warehouse? Perfect. Like, Richard Branson's mum was like, Virgin Records nailed it. Like, that's not a thing. Like, Pack and Save, Kmart, Cotton On, Amazon, Starbucks. Like, how many of those names are actually perfect without the branding that they're associated with? Like, what the hell does Starbucks mean? Like, and what is a, the logo? Is it the Statue of Liberty? It looks like the Statue of Liberty, but I don't know.
I think it's a mermaid.
Okay.
Apparently.
See, well, there you go. Like, who gives a shit? It doesn't actually mean anything. Like, the name is a label. Like, it's a fairly good idea to have something that relates to your business. But, like, there's only so many, like, Nailed by Alicia, Polished by Rachel. No shade if that's you, because the name doesn't matter. That's the whole point. But you can only fit so many of them in.
Think of one of the biggest brands in the world, Apple. How does that relate to computers, watches, phones? It doesn't.
Not at all. It's
one of the biggest brands in the world.
What the heck is a Louis Vuitton? Like, I know it sounds like someone's name, but, you know, like, what's a Gucci? Not something I want to think about.
It's an image. That's what it is.
Yeah. But it's like, once you have the name, it's the branding. Like what the hell is Moomoo Cat? Nothing. But Moose's social media, you guys should check it out, is like on point. Like, there's so much people will be following for the content, not the name. And then you start to know what the name is. Like, no one knows what a Starbucks is until you have all that marketing that tells you exactly. I just think people shouldn't stress about it the way that I stressed about it, and then I got fed up, and then we had Monaco. But, like, it doesn't matter.
I think that's it's kind of difficult because you do kind of need it to start up a whole bunch of stuff. So it feels like, oh, this is like the biggest thing. It's like the first thing I need to do almost. And then you go into it and there's so many options and you almost have to think up your name before you really have a lot of experience with marketing and stuff. So it can be really like scary to commit to something like that.
And then people let it delay them, you know, like people have said to me so many times over the years, like I'll set up my Facebook page. I just don't have a name yet. It doesn't matter. Both me and Mel had names and then changed them. And then like one of mine, I had a name and then I got a different name and then that turned into a school and then I got a third name.
Yeah, nobody tells you that. Like nobody told me, I don't think, or maybe I just didn't listen, but nobody told me like, you can change your name. I think I just thought it was going to be too much work to change it. Once I had it, I had to stay with it.
Yeah. It impacts some stuff for sure. Like there will be people. One thing for me personally, but this is very specific to my life and running Monaco, is when students and graduates change their name. I've got like, we're about to hit 1,000 enrollments and graduates now from our like lifetime of business. I might have a solid 200 people's business names memorized. Like I know that Moose is Moomoo Cat and I know that you, Mel, are Jungle Nails, but then I'll go to like, if I'm sharing somebody's social media, I'll go to tag and I'm like, who, what, where are they? And it's because they changed their name. But like, so there are little things that impacts, but nothing that should stop you from changing it. Like if you really think about it, I had Lamani Bell and then Monaco and then Penny Lawler Nail Artist and then Hard Lacquer. And like, I'm still paying my bills.
Mel, did you run into any like roadblocks when you were changing your name?
Nah, not really. But I think when I first named it, I was very new. So yeah, I didn't had only had like a small social media following, and it was more just the outlay. I think I rushed into ordering business cards and pamphlets and all that stuff. So then that all became worthless. But nah, it was pretty easy. It's very easy to change the social media names. You can only do it once every 30 days or something, but that was the only thing. It wasn't hard.
Are you registered as limited liability, Mel?
Yeah.
So
Oh.
then, because the only thing, like, so I forgot that until just now. Originally, Monaco was Monaco Nail Artists Limited, like, well, Monaco Nail Artists. And then, so that's our registered limited liability, like our company name is Monaco Nail Artists Limited. But
Oh,
then,
okay.
so you can change all your other crap. And like, I'm not stuck with that. That's just our registered name. And then when you fill out a form, it's like trading as Monaco Nail Academy. So even that, you don't have to change. Like, that's like for GST and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not that, but I am like do have like a business number. Is that the same thing?
It's not the same, but like, same kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think even that was pretty easy to change. Or actually, maybe I didn't even have that when I was Beauty and the Beach.
I don't even know if you need to. Yeah, I think a lot of us got NZBNs when
COVID.
pandemic happened and we had to have them to register for support payments.
That's when I did it. I don't think I had it before then, so maybe I didn't even have to change that.
But I think a lot of NZBNs are associated with us, like the person. I don't know if you'd have to change it. I think it's just easy to change it.
Yeah, I assume it would
But
be, yeah.
also it doesn't matter. Like the reason me changing because it you couldn't spell it, relevant reason. You changing because it was too common, relevant reason. But like most of the time, Kmart's not changing theirs. If I had to guess what Kmart sold, I would think it's like Japan Mart but Korean.
That would make sense.
That's the only thing if I rack my brain, what would Kmart be? That's what I would think it was like a cool like Asian market.
I wouldn't even have a clue. I wouldn't even know what to associate it with.
Like sitting where I am right now, I can see a clothing store and it's called Chances. Like, what does that
Yeah.
mean? Nothing. But like everyone here goes, oh, did you see the new stuff at Chances?
Yeah. I know what it is because we've got one here, but I
Yeah.
wouldn't associate it if I didn't know what it was.
I think people need to take the like pressure off and just go for it because like there's so much stuff that you can be sharing and building up on your social media and all those things and the business cards and the price lists and stuff. Like you're only going to stay at the beginning with no experience and no growth if you don't. Whereas even if you called yourself Boobs R Us Nails, you will still get a following.
Yeah. You
Like you
probably get
can
your product
literally
along.
pick anything and you will still have clients. It'll change the type of clients that you have, but you'll still have clients. I think we've heard from a few students and salon owners about their experiences, right? Mel, do you have someone's story to share for them?
So I've got one here from Destiny, and her social media handle is Miss Minnie. So she said, initially, I put a lot of thought into what could possibly be the name of my new nail venture, but nothing really stood out slash sounded right to me. One day I decided to ask in a Facebook group full of girls, and someone commented Miss Minnie. Soon as I read it, I knew this was the name. It instantly stuck with me. Not gonna lie, I loved the way it looked spelt, if that makes sense. I thought it was catchy and cool. I've only had one person ask me what it meant. FYI, it's short for manicure. I understand that it may not be the easiest name to search, but I love it and don't plan on changing the name anytime soon.
That ties in with I'm pretty sure me and you, Mel, were talking about this before we hit record, but like her saying that one person asked what it meant, to me, Ms. Manny, that seems so obvious for a nail
Obvious, yeah.
business, if you already know it's a nail business. But then we were saying before, like, people will always ask questions that seem obvious to us, but aren't. Like someone's always, there's no perfect. If you can see Ms. Manny and not know that it's short for manicure in a nail business, like there's no such thing as a name that everyone will understand.
Yeah. And people will just go where they're going to go. Like we were saying with my Beauty and the Beach, I would always get asked if I did eyebrows or lashes or whatever. So I felt like I needed to sort of make it a bit more like specific or easier for people to tell. But then you were saying, Penny, that you literally have nails in your name and people still ask you.
Yep. Hard like a nail studio, people still come to the door, see two nail desks and ask if we do waxing. And people also email Monaco Nail Academy and ask if we do lash courses. You can't win, but also by not being able to win, you're just winning no matter what you do. You can't lose, really. Moose, do you have someone? I think you've got someone's story to share as well, right?
This is Sheena's story. Naming my business was one of the first things I wanted to do so that I could get my social media sorted and start promoting. The problem was I had no idea where to start with a name. My brain fails me when it comes to clever names. I wanted something with meaning to myself, our property we live on where the studio is based, or related to services I offer. I had already purchased the cabin that would become the studio and started work on locating it on the property, painting it, etc., while I worked on names and branding ideas. I went round in circles for months testing ideas out on family and friends and not really finding the right fit. By this stage, my personal trainer at the gym was starting to really pester me about when I would be opening my business, organizing social media, and naming my business so he could start referring clients to me. One day when we were discussing this for the 100th time, I said to him that I was working on the Doll's House and that it would open once that was complete and furnished. It was the first time I had referred to the cabin as the Doll's House and the name stuck. After checking Instagram and Facebook for similar names, I was lucky enough to secure the Doll's House Nail Studio, which I am now. A part of me wishes I hadn't been quite so specific in adding the word nail into the name, as it potentially limits other opportunities for the business. But for now, it suits and I am happy with it. And her social media is at the_dolls_house_nail_studio.
I think it, like, kind of we already touched on, but like I don't think it does limit opportunities, because Monaco was in Monaco Nail Artists and then we went Monaco Nails and Beauty, and then because we added spray tans and then we changed it to Monaco Nail Academy, and it's always just been Monaco and the handles have always just been like Monaco or whatever. I think it's okay. I think you can just like you could do Doll's House Beauty Studio. I don't think anyone would blink.
Yeah, I guess like as long as it's not very specifically only nails, like if you just call your business like Nails 101.
Yes, nails or something. It'd be interesting to ask Sheena if she still gets asked, like, do you do lashes or do you do da-da-da?
I bet she does, honestly.
Yeah, same.
100%. Like, the questions that I get blow my mind, but they shouldn't anymore. And the thing is, I ask questions like that of other people, really. Like, I don't know things.
Same. And then I'm like, boo.
I like that Sheena's salon name is another sticky name. She said, like, she just used it and then the name stuck. And then that's what keeps happening for me. And, like, yeah, I just really like that.
I think it's a good way to kind of manage it, because if it's sticky to you, you know that people are going to remember it.
Yes, that's true. At the end of the day, like, Monaco is just a label for an entire entity in the same way that Penny is a label for my entire being. But it, like, that doesn't tell you anything about me. Like, we don't even choose our own names. If you meet me for the first time, you make a judgment based on, like, if you make a judgment based on my name, it's based on your previous experiences of people with the same name. I can't control that. Like, the spelling of my name will impact how easy it is to find me, but it's like the way that I dress, whether I wear makeup, the perfume I choose, the way I speak, my mannerisms, the way I react to situations. Like, that's how you know who I am as a person. So then, like, the word Monaco means nothing until you see, like, the gold M and the images that we choose and the type of posts that we do and the language that we use, like the way we reply to questions, the way we handle criticisms, like that's what gives you the personality of a brand, is all those bits and pieces. The name of your salon doesn't matter as long as it is a recognizable word, spelled correctly, and not offensive. And then it doesn't even matter whether you like it, because you're going to see it and hear it 100 times a day from now until you close the business. So you'll be sick of it by next week anyway. Like, guaranteed, if you had to look at it over and over and over again, you'd be like, wait a minute. But I think I was like a couple years in before I was like, wait, Monaco doesn't really make sense, does it? And I was already a couple years in and making money. So none of it matters. It's what you do with it that counts.
I guess it is, like, overall such a small, like, part of your actual branding. It's just a lot of things you will, like, use your name for the rest of your branding, or you want to, like, connect things. Yeah, in general, it is, even though it's almost the first thing, it's, like, a very small part of how the rest of your marketing is, I guess.
Well, okay, I just saw this example. Moose, your parents put a lot of thought into naming you, and you don't use your name.
Yeah, it's true.
So they put all that thought and time and effort, and probably were thinking like, oh, but will she get bullied for this? Or how will she shorten it? Or will it be respectable when she's older? And then you don't even use your name. So yeah. Like, I guess that kind of points to how, like, not irrelevant, but kind of irrelevant is, because now you've chosen a totally different thing that means more to you, and we don't think of it as representing who you are as a person. So what are our takeaways, ladies? Mel?
Don't put too much importance onto it. You know, like, it's a very small part, even though when you're starting, I think it takes a bit of time to realize that it is just a small part, though.
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up if you end up wanting to change like we did. It's okay, you can do it. It's not going to be the end all of your stuff you've already done. If you change, you can take people with you on the journey, get people involved in choosing it if you want to. Another nail tech that trained with Monaco as well actually gave me the idea for mine.
And no skin off her nose, I bet she's still doing fine too.
Yeah, totally, she is.
Final thoughts, Moose?
I think, like, it's worth it to put a little bit of effort into it, but don't let it delay you from starting everything else. It's definitely a bit scary to choose it, but if you push through, then there's, like, other stuff that you can kind of bring together with your name. And even just, like, the act of getting started is really important. It's kind of, like, something you need to do, but you don't need to overthink it. Yeah,
like, so this is your sign, guys. This is your sign to stop overthinking it, and you cannot get ahead or grow unless you do that first step. So if you're overthinking your name, here's your sign. We want you to have a name by the end of the day. Put it in the comments. Commit. Just before we wrap up, I want to take a quick minute to remind you that Mel has her affiliate code JungleNailsNZ, and you can jump onto our website, monaco.ac.nz, to have a look through all of our course options and get 10% off using Mel's code. With that done and dusted, before you disappear, like our page or follow the podcast so that you don't miss the next episode. We'll be back next week with another one, which, what are we doing next week?
It's followers.
Yeah.
Is it the one about the algorithm?
No, it's like engagements, follower numbers, that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited for that. Yep. I'm so passionate about that. You guys are going to hate me by the end of us recording it. So we'll see you next week with that topic. And until then, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Monaco Nail Academy, or follow our salons. Mine is Hard Lacquer NZ. Mel, yours is?
Jungle Nails NZ.
And Moose?
Moo Moo Cat Nails.
Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.